Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to take their God-given talents and offer them to the world? Especially if those talents can positively affect the people and the lives of those who love and respect you, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Got to positively impact lives. We're going to be talking about that today. And it's also TBT, Throwback Thursday. We're going back to 2006. Yeah, that's the year that I entered show business and became a yoga teacher, something that I love doing and definitely positively affect lives by doing so. You got to come take one of my killer classes. But yeah, that's one little topic there. And let's thank yesterday's guest, which kind of blends into this as well, motivational speaker and attorney, Paul Finizio. He's was talking about evolve, not revolve. I like those terms. Evolve, not revolve. Yeah, and it's another yoga concept. It's all about shedding your innate laziness and stop letting preconceived or preconditioned thoughts and values get in the way of the pursuit of self-evolution. It's not mumbo-jumbo, people, just a simple concept that oftentimes seems impossible to grasp. Because what are we talking about? As Paul said, you know, you got to evolve. You got to keep moving forward. Well, that's the big theme of the show here. And yeah, we discussed that sometimes people are just lazy because they just accept things the way they are versus, you know, challenging the status quo, making changes in your life, in your mindset, or things that have been kind of burned into your mindset, like maybe you have a concept like can't fight City Hall. I used to hear that when I was a kid. I said, why not? Well, it's something you can't do. Well, what do you mean you can't do it? All right? Because challenging the status quo will propel you to greatness. I mean, I believe that. Got to keep reaching, keep growing, taking chances. It's all about taking chances, chances with yourself. Well, anyway, if you want to check out that episode, or, well, that show, rather, from yesterday with Paul, pretty cool. He called in from Boca Raton, Florida. And, yeah, check it out in the archives. You know where to go for those. Or my website, richtola.com. You could also find the best of the best, the Rich Picks, and live music. Love the live music. Yeah, check it out under that tab. And there's some advertising opportunities. If you guys want to, you know, help out and be a sponsor, you know, it's pretty tough to keep the lights on over here without sponsorship. But yeah, maybe you want to be advertising on the radio. Reach a lot of people here. Pretty cool station. Yeah, we're having a good time. But no worries, because when there's a will, there's a way, right? Tola Talks powers on. Provide you fun and informative conversation. I mean, we're hoping that's what it's all about here, and what's happening in the world now, you know, can affect you and all the things you could do to make it better for everyone else on the planet. That's what it's about. All right, let's get started. I like to get started with On This Day in History, because it's not really about living in the past. No, you don't want to live in the past. I think Mike Ditka said it. He said, if you live in the past, you're dead. You don't want to live in the past, but it's about acknowledging and honoring the greatness of the past that has impacted our world and continues to do so today. You got to do that. I mean, that's what inspires people to find their own greatness. And how about this? In 1789, I like going back to that era. I'm connected to that era. Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, he's the founding father of one of the founding fathers of our country and the founding father of my alma mater, University of Pennsylvania. Loved it there. And he wrote, remember this? In 1789, he actually wrote a letter in French to the French scientist Jean-Baptiste Leroy. And he said, in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. We know that, right? Coming up in a couple of months, taxes. And hey, we see people dying every day. It's why you got to live each day like, you know, you're powering through. Well, he died 5 months later. Unfortunately, he died on April 17th, 1990. And there was 20,000 mourners that showed up in Philadelphia for the late Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. In 1875, yeah, moving forward a little bit, the Harvard-Yale game was the first college football contest where they wore uniforms. Played up at Harvard, played up at Yale too. Cool, beautiful schools, for sure. In 1952, for you ladies out there, false fingernails went on sale for the first time. Come a long way, huh? How about 1985? I clearly remember this. That's the year I graduated, Penn. Dwight Gooden, a.k.a. Dr. K. All right? He was 20 years old. He was the youngest 20-game winner. He actually won 24 games. Youngest 20-game winner to win the Cy Young Award. And he had a 1.53 ERA, which is the second lowest behind Bob Gibson at a 1.12. Dr. K, man, he was amazing. He threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, sweeping curve, had a lifetime ERA of 3.51. I mean, not too shabby. And the year before, he won 17 games, and he was the NL Rookie of the Year. You guys remember that? It was awesome watching him pitch. And 1992, Riddick Bowe beats Evander Holyfield in 12 rounds to become the heavyweight champion of the world. Remember that, boxing fans? And how about this? In 2002, just 4 years ago, Eminem released, who knows this song, Lose Yourself from the soundtrack 8 Mile. It was the first rap song. Yeah, this was awesome. First rap song to receive the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Yeah, I know he was throwing around some expletives over there at the National Mall the other night at the concert for Valor. But, M does his thing, man. He's a legend and he's one of the greats. So I love that movie, too, by the way. Love that song. I play that song in my yoga classes. Can you believe it? I do. Oh, let's give some shout-outs here. And, yeah, you can check this out under the Advertise With Us tab. You want to get your own shout-out. And, check it out. And it's $20 for that if you want to do that. But here's a congratulations to Emily Carson from her mom and dad and the entire Carson clan for landing that dream job in St. Louis, Missouri. Way to go, girl. Good luck with that, Emily. And how about some birthday shout-outs? These, I like to do celebrity birthday shout-outs. Maybe they're listening. Who knows? Probably not, but never know. Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. Karen Johnson. She's 59 today. Yeah, remember her from Ghost? I loved her in that. Well, Whoopi's the bomb. She's all around. You guys see her. Gerard Butler, he's 45. Vinny Testaverde, he's my age, 51. And Joe Mantegna, remember? Criminal Minds, he's 67. Let me give you a quick little story about Criminal Minds. I was on Criminal Minds in 2008. All right, this is 6 years ago. It's one of my first featured background gigs here in this town of Boulevard of Broken Dreams here. In 2008, I was a Fight Club hustler. Kind of had a cool outfit on, a cool hat. And we're hanging around. It's in this warehouse somewhere in downtown L.A. I don't recall exactly, but all I know is we're all hanging around. There's a fight going on, a lot of stunt guys. And we were, cameras coming around and whatever. The show, it's kind of like, it was just a normal scene. I probably was in that for about a half hour. Next thing you know, they kind of wrapped the scene. Paget Brewster comes over to me. You know, she was a star on the show. And she comes over and she's walking towards me. I'm like, yeah, what's going on here? She kind of comes up to me, puts her hand on my shoulder, leans over leans over my ear. And she goes, hey, Rich, is that you? And I'm like, I look at her and I'm like, how do you know me? Like, what the hell is Paget Brewster? She goes, oh, I knew that was you, from that reality show. I did a reality show a year before. And I'm like, oh, were you one of the producers? I'm thinking, she goes, no, I loved you on that show. I'm like, holy cow. I was like, wow, felt like a celebrity. 2008. What are you going to do? It was fun, though. Give a shout out to Paget Brewster. Wish her well, whatever she's doing. And let's go around the globe now. We'd like to go around the globe for the latest news. We're calling this needed charge for those billions. All right. You guys know the Oracle of Omaha. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is getting into the battery business. Yeah, he's also trimming his stock holdings while adding to his growing holdings of operating businesses. He's a big fan of operating businesses. Yeah, Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, which, by the way, trades for $219,000 a share. He announced today that it will acquire the Duracell battery business from Procter & Gamble for a cool $4.7 billion. He's going to pay for the purchase with approximately, they said $4.74 billion of P&G stock that he currently owns. Yeah, P&G was Berkshire's seventh biggest stock holding, and Berkshire is the fifth biggest shareholder of P&G stock. It's got almost 53 million shares. Way to go, because by doing that, it's kind of interesting. By the way, Procter & Gamble closed about 90 bucks last night. I think it was off a little this morning, a couple cents. But Berkshire gets to minimize their tax hit. I love this. Had it liquidated the shares at a profit in the open market for cash, it would have got walloped. So by doing this little exchange, made out like a bandit, maybe a battery-charged bandit. Anyway, Buffett's a master at making market calls and is known for investing in brand-name stocks and businesses that are easy to understand, have sizable and enduring market shares, and are run by solid management teams. I mean, he's a smart guy. He knows what to do. He owns Coca-Cola, IBM, Walmart, which we'll talk about today, Dairy Queen, and the auto insurer Geico. I mean, he goes after businesses that are, you know, been around forever, I guess, and it's a solid management team. That's important. Well, he's 84 years old, and he said on Fox Business today, he said, "This is our kind of business. Not very exciting, but a good, solid business. I'm a Duracell guy. Always have been." Well, they do about $2.68 billion in sales, so I guess so. Way to go, Mr. Buffett. Yeah, he's a genius. I mean, I think you just got to follow his lead and talk about following the lead of billionaires. We're calling this story Booty Call Billionaires Part 2. Remember Part 1 yesterday? Who are we talking about? It's a billionaire booty call yesterday. And, well, everybody's seen the pictures by now. Kim Kardashian West released Round 2 of her provocative nude photos of her body. This time, it's a full frontal shot. Wow. Let me tell you. I like the frontal shot there, Kim. I mean, you're looking pretty. Yeah, the booty, I kind of like a smaller booty, but you definitely are a really great shot, I think. And she's 34 years old, and she's in various stages of undress and culminates in a shot of her fully naked from the front with a black sequin dress pulled down to her knees. I like that. I like that pick. I mean, hey, does she have any accessories on? Yeah, chunky necklace and tons of body oil. And she's all into the oil. She tweeted this out. She got 20 million followers. That's like amazing. She says, "Because we know you came, just read the article at Paper Magazine." That's where the article came out. The feminist entrepreneur pop culture icon was asked if she would exist without social media. She said, you know what she said? "I don't think so." But she also said, "I love sharing my world with people. That's just who I am. No more, no less." Well, you definitely know how to make money, girl, because your mobile app, Kim Kardashian Hollywood, in which players climb their way to A-list status under her tutelage, has earned $43 million since its debut in June. I mean, everything this girl touches turns to gold. And like I said, you know, I heard one of the talk show hosts out there, I don't know, one of the daytime ladies said that it was disgusting. You know, somebody called me yesterday, so I said, what's so disgusting about it? She puts her body out there. She's proud of that. Oh, well, I mean, she looks pretty good to me. Like I said, big, big booty there. But I don't know. I'm liking those frontal shots, so yeah, keep it coming. No pun intended. here we go. Next story. Good things come in threes. All right, what are we talking about here? Now, aside from being the name of Chapter 60 of my memoir, Simply Between Millions, From Wall Street to Hollywood. You guys know I was a Wall Streeter, so that's why I kind of respect our man Buffett. I don't know what the stock was trading when I was there back in the day, but I wish I would have bought that, huh? Anyway, good things do come in threes, and it also applies to one of the largest retailers in the world, Walmart, one of his holdings, Buffett's holdings, right? Following Best Buy and Target's Black Friday unveilings, they unveiled that on Tuesday, Walmart revealed plans for the busy Thanksgiving weekend. And similar to its rivals, it has a number of noteworthy deals in electronics. But check it out. They decided to do it a little differently. They broke Black Friday. What did I say? Break Friday. They broke the bank. No, they took Black Friday and they divided it into three separate events beginning Thanksgiving night. Of course, it's no longer Black Friday. We're calling it Black 5 Day, right? It's all like a 5 day event now. So starting at 6 o'clock, this is round one. Walmart here, folks. 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Eve or Thursday, not Eve, Thanksgiving night. So Thursday night, 6 o'clock, a number of deals for video games, including the Xbox One bundle, right? Which includes that new Halo Master Chief collection. Not a Halo guy, but plus you got PlayStation 4 bundled. So they got these bundles. going on, including Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Last of Us. Yeah, I'm not a big gamer, that's for sure. But if you're into games and all that stuff, check it out. Round 1, 6 o'clock. By the way, they're guaranteeing everything for 1 hour. You're guaranteeing prices that things don't sell if they sell out, because they always say while supplies last. But the good news is from 6 to 7, won't sell out. They're going to guarantee it. Round 2 kicks off 8 o'clock that night. So we're talking Thanksgiving. After you filled yourself, you've been boozing, watching the games, whatever, you can go out and shop, right? 8 o'clock at night. HD TVs, soundbars, connected devices. So that's round 2. And round 3 comes along at 6 a.m., Black Friday, the traditional Black Friday, from 6 to noon. So for 6 hours, you can get home audio systems, iPhone 6s with a 2-year contract, get all sorts of stuff, gift cards. I mean, definitely they're offering deals on their website as well, beginning Thanksgiving morning. That's Thursday morning. And like I said, all these deals are while supplies last. You get that 1 hour guarantee. And like I said, Black 5 day. Forget about Black Friday. Like earlier, I talked about this. The good news is this year, they at least waited until the Halloween weekend was complete. Right? Remember, most of the time they kind of get started early, but at least they waited to that Monday before it became a holiday thing, right? All the red and green and silver in the stores. But it's all good stuff. Got to make some. And these retailers in the fourth quarter, they do probably 50% of their money. So got to make it. Got to make it through the holidays. Speaking of making it, we're calling this one Good Things Come in 3, Part 2. Why is that? Love this story. Me being a big baseball player, ex-baseball player and fan. There's some news that shocked no one. You guys know the LA Dodgers, right? That's our team. Ace pitcher, 26-year-old left-hander Clayton Kershaw, who we knew he was going to be great the minute he stepped on the mound. He won the National League Cy Young Award yesterday for the third time. That's right. He finished the regular season with 21 wins and 3 losses, with a microscopic ERA of 1.77, all right? So, aside from having an amazing year, here's 7 crazy facts about Kershaw's season, 2014 season. Yeah, love these facts. Number 1, he's the first guy ever to lead the majors in ERA in 4 straight years. Wow, that's difficult. Number 2, he threw the most dominant no-hitter of all time. Yeah, on June 18th against the Colorado Rockies, no doubt, over 9 innings, no hits, no walks, 15 strikeouts. And I think there was an error that led to a run. Other than that, it was an amazing game for this guy. He's amazing. I mean, you got to watch him pitch. If you're not a baseball fan, you should definitely still watch Clayton Kershaw. He's amazing. Hall of Famer for sure, but we'll get into that. Number 3, okay? He somehow got better, throwing more first-pitch strikes than ever before. That's important. First-pitch strikes in baseball, very important. And his new career best in ERA, strikeouts, walks, and whips. You know what whips are? Walks and hits per innings pitched. Now, that's all about having base runners on, so you don't want to have base runners on, of course. But over a 9-inning period, the guy was amazing. Number 4. He had a higher on-base percentage than his opposing batters did. So his on-base percentage was .235. That means, you know, .235 out of 1,000, of course, the time he was on base versus his opposing batters were .231. Way to go. Gets on base. Guy can hit. Number 5. In June and July, he went 10-0 with another ridiculous ERA, .94. I mean, talk about microscopic. I mean, anything below 2 is great. Okay, he had 11 starts. Batting average for those months, .165. Ouch. On base percentage opposing batters, .190. Woo. Struck out 104. He walked 8 over 86 innings. I mean, this guy, the key is you don't want to walk people. Can't get people on base. Well, he doesn't walk anybody. Strikes out. Strike out to walks. It's incredible. Number 6, he didn't pitch with the bases loaded until August 27th, only twice all season. Yeah, and he, 1-2-3, batters out. Boom, got them all out, retired the side. I mean, this guy's amazing. And number 7, he had the best career ERA of any starting pitcher since 1969. 1969, I was 6 years old. Okay, since then, no starting pitcher with at least 1,000 innings pitched has had a lower ERA than Kershaw's career 2.48. All right? Mm-hmm. The only guy who is the great New York Yankees reliever, well, former reliever, Mariano Rivera, has a lower ERA among all pitchers with at least 1,000 innings pitched in that same stretch. But, you know, Rivera is mostly a one-inning guy. He was, closer. Amazing. Well, they're both Hall of Famers, but Clayton Kershaw, kudos to you, my man. You're awesome. So, way to go. And moving on to another number-ish story. Remember 8 is enough? I think that was the 70s, right? It had to be the 70s. It wasn't the 60s. That'd be the 70s. Well, we're calling this 5 is enough. Mm-hmm. And you might remember this from yesterday's. If you don't, check it out in the archives. But we got our trial litigator. That's Paul Finizio. He's a litigator, aside from being a motivational speaker, president of the Italian Cultural Society there. I mean, he's done a lot of great things helping kids and all. But he's also handling the class action lawsuit for these Takata airbags. You guys, did you hear the news? I mean, a new death has been linked to Hondas with Takata airbags, get you up to number 5. So 5 people have died. Right. Japanese automaker Honda said today it's expanding its Takata-related recalls after a driver in Malaysia. Yeah, I lived in Malaysia. Well, Malaysia died in an airbag, another accident with the airbag earlier this year. So Honda's going to recall another 80,000 vehicles outside the U.S., all with this Takata airbag. So this airbag, right, has faulty inflators that can explode, hurling shrapnel towards the driver and the passengers. So what are you thinking? I mean, it's worldwide estimates of cars affected by this related recall, 12 to 17 million cars, 8 million of those in the U.S. Yeah. This is wild. Takata has been urged by the U.S. National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, quote, to take aggressive and proactive action to expedite the replacement of airbags and recalled vehicles. Well, let me tell you, this is going to be a big hit for this company. And the administration is demanding weekly meetings until they resolve it, right? But the senior analyst from Kelley Blue Book, everybody knows Kelley Blue Book, his name is Carl Brower, he says, the Takata airbag defect could potentially destroy the company. Now, no potentially. I think it definitely destroys the company. I mean, that's what Paul's trying to do over there, right? I mean, hey, these people have to be rewarded. You can't be buying a car with a faulty airbag and not knowing about it. Somebody's got to be responsible for that. So Toyota and GM, right, they're telling owners to forbid people from riding in the front passenger seat until the recall work is done because the dangers are so great. And the CEO of the company, Takada, this company's with a T, his name's with a D, he apologized. Well, guess what? He probably knew it, okay? You know, you're telling people you can't have people driving in your car. I mean, what's the sense? That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. You got to do something about it. It's just I'm not going to get into all that. You guys can go listen to that. Yesterday, we talked briefly about it. You go research it yourself, but you should be aware if you're driving one of these vehicles, many, many vehicles, the Hondas, the Toyotas, there's Lexus. I mean, we talked about it. Go check it out. Make sure you're not driving one of these things, especially with children in the car. You got to get it fixed, okay? Don't be another victim. It's horrible news. Well, let's talk about some sponsors here because we like sponsors. Here we go. Love this sponsor, Dress for Success. Yeah, Dress for Success is an international non-for-profit organization that promotes the economic independence of disadvantaged women by providing professional attire, a network of support, and the career development tools to help women thrive in work and in life. Because it's all about helping our fellow mankind, or for dressforsuccess.org, it's womankind, by helping those less fortunate. I'm all about that. Just like West Coast director Rena DeAssis and the folks in Los Angeles have done, by serving more than 4,000 clients, by partnering with over 160 community agencies since opening in 2009. Yeah, check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DFS West. And my Tola Talks interview with Rena on October 29th. It's a good interview. Really cool. Check it out in the archives or my website. Or come to their Shop for Success LA event on November 20th to the 23rd in Westwood Village at 1000 Westwood Boulevard. 100% of all proceeds to benefit the charity. Did you hear that, folks? 100% of everything they sell, which is mostly women's clothes, and they have some really cool stuff there. I think there's some donations, some big names. So, yeah, check it out. Hope to see you there. I'm going to be going over there on Saturday. I'll be over there. So, yeah, hope I'll see you. And how about John Francis Beauty? Know him very well. You want to look and feel your best with one of the most sought-after editorial and celebrity stylists in the business? Then look no further. John Francis, founder and chief visionary of John Francis Beauty, is a creative force of nature with an eye for defining the latest styles. His creative vision, combined with his talents for enhancing the natural beauty of his clients such as Hayden Panettiere, Hilary Duff, Gerard Butler, and we're going to talk about him later, and Sting, just to name a few, have made him quite the industry favorite. You can visit his website at johnfrancisbeauty.com and follow him on Facebook and Instagram at johnfrancisbeauty. Yeah, definitely check him out. I mean, both men and women, because you don't have to be a celebrity to experience the best. You know, I interviewed John Francis on September 8th. Really cool, fascinating guy with a passion for style as well as hair. That's my background. You guys know that. And he cuts my hair too. So not to mention, he's a family man who's into surfing and motocross. Man, I love this guy. So guys, go check it out. Go check out the archives. Listen to some more shows. He's also in the Rich Picks. Got some cool Rich Picks of John Francis. Check it out. And on that note, let's move over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. Who gets the award for today? You guys know about this. I did that 30-episode podcast called Get Your Shit Together, or GYST, with Rich Tola. It's all about getting your shit together in every compartment of your life. Doesn't matter what it is. Everybody can tweak it a little bit in a positive vein. Or if you're totally off your rocker, you're kind of whacked out, you really got to get your shit together like this lady. Okay, we're talking northeastern Poland. I'm going over to the city of Olsztyn. I think that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, this woman, Joanna Grabowski, she had a threesome with her two lovers to reward them after they murdered her husband. Yeah, check it out. She's sentenced to 25 years in jail. No kidding. Okay. All right. Her lover, Jacek Polak, he's 42. All right. And his friend, Lucas Kaminski, 31. Yeah, she had him kill her husband. He was disabled. Her husband was disabled after he refused to allow her to bring a lover back to the house. So, okay. All right. They meet. He's disabled. They meet. She has five kids, right, at the time. And, he enthusiastically kind of helps her out. He becomes a great stepfather, they said. This guy was a really, really good stepfather to the kids. And she had this guy strangled. He dragged him from his wheelchair, strangled him with a belt, and left him in the park. It's crazy shit. I mean, talk about get your shit together. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, this lady, well, she didn't actually do the murdering, but I'm an eye for an eye guy. I mean, what? Well, okay, 25 years in jail. Maybe she gets life in jail. I don't know, but it's like, what are you thinking? Okay? What are you thinking? A guy marries you, be a nice guy, helps you out. You got all these kids, marries you, and then, okay, you want to sleep around. I get that. You know, maybe he's not able to have sex. Who knows? But, okay, you want to bring him back to the house? I mean, what's the point of that? Is this something you kind of... Makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. So, hey, Joanna, you get your shit together because you got to get your shit together, Warden. Who knows what's going to happen to you in jail? But forget about it. Well, you treat people and so much for your lovers. I don't know what happened to them, but I'm assuming they're going down the river too. On that note, let's move on. Or let's move back. Throwing back. TBT. You know, those three letters, TBT, they didn't mean much a couple years ago, right? All these hashtags, and it's kind of amazing how things just sort of develop in the universe, right? Especially with technology the way it is. I'm amazed every day when I see, I don't know, it just kind of keeps moving forward, but things, you know, happen, things like whatever, TBT, it's going to be another couple years. You won't even probably hear about it. It'll be replaced by something else. I'm always curious to see what's next, the way technology moves. You know, a friend of mine thinks that pretty soon you'll be able to order a phone like an iPhone 6 because you'll be able to order 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like every day you could customize and order your own phone. I mean, that's going to happen, I'm sure. But anyway, for now, we're going to flash back, throw it back rather, to 2006. That's the year, well, a couple things happened. A lot of things happened, but for me, it was a pivotal year. The real estate markets were crashing in the beginning of the year. Yeah, they definitely were. They were kind of coming down that slippery slope. I had a real estate development company and just saw it coming. Said, nope, this is not going to work. We got to get out. I got out. You can read about that in my memoir as well. And yeah, I became a yoga teacher and the rest is history. Yeah, I did that in the summer. And then on September 1st, 2006, I was a full-time, actor, yoga teacher. But getting into the business, I always dreamed of it. Wrote scripts all along the way, but it's a cool year. I remember it very clearly. I didn't move here until February of 2007 to Los Angeles. But for those 6 months or so, well, it's cool. Really good. Here's what happened in 2006. Just some good stuff right off the top. The one billionth, that's another huge number. When you're talking billions, is purchased from Apple iTunes. Nintendo releases the Wii, remember that, in North America with a retail price of $249.99. Yeah, you got to come in under $250. That extra penny makes a big difference from a mental standpoint. So those marketing guys that went to school with a Kellogg come up with that stuff, I guess. Anyway, Google purchased YouTube for another cool $1.65 billion in stock. And a lot of billions thrown around. You didn't even hear that word billion 10 years ago. All right, and what happened in Pluto? Remember, Pluto was downgraded from a planet to a dwarf planet by the International Astronomical Union, the AIU. It's like, what's up with that? My whole life, it was like Pluto was the coolest planet. Little dude, now it's dwarf planet. Bummer. Yeah, California suffered its worst heat wave in recent history. Temperatures reaching 115 degrees and lasting for 2 weeks. I wasn't here for that, but I definitely have experienced 115 degrees. That's hot. The Winter Olympic Games are held in Turin, Italy. Speaking of Italy, it went on to win the World Cup in Germany. They defeated France. Yeah. How about Barry Bonds, slugger, San Francisco Giants? He breaks the record held by Babe Ruth. Hits a 715th home run. He hit that on May 28th to pass the Babe on the all-time greatest hits list. How about that? Pretty cool. Well, home run list, that is. Yeah, and there were two major E. coli. I remember that E. coli breakouts affected 500 people in the U.S. Remember fresh spinach and fresh lettuce? Yeah, that was kind of wild. It was a 6.6 magnitude earthquake that hit Hawaii. I spent a couple months in Hawaii, or Hawaii, as they call it. Yeah, tsunami. Remember the word tsunami became popular. Strikes an Indonesian island of, well, the island of Java, killing 300. There were a lot of terrorist bombs going off then, too, in India, right, in Mumbai. That was sad. Killed 160 in the Muslim graveyard, killed 37. I mean, terrorism is definitely, well, it's here to stay, unfortunately, I believe. In Mexico, remember, miners and some mining tragedy. 65 miners became trapped underground after an explosion in Nueva Rosita. No survivors, and 12 coal miners died. I remember that near Buchanan, West Virginia. They died in a mine. And in Iraq, Saddam Hussein is charged on May 15th following the trial. He's found guilty of crimes against humanity, and he's sentenced to death by hanging. That's good stuff. Yeah, in the U.S., we had George W. Bush was our president. In the U.K., Prime Minister Tony Blair. I remember Tony. And then France, we had Jacques Chirac. Mexico, yeah, I remember Vincent Fox, but he was replaced on November 11th by Philippe Calderon. And in Russia, Vladimir Putin. Or Putin. Well, so much for that history. Let's talk entertainment. Yeah, love talking entertainment. What was going on in the world of film? Let's see. I remember this one. The Departed. Leonardo. Jack Nicholson. Matt Damon. Yeah, these are all films that debuted or premiered. Let's use that word. It's more appropriate. The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. That was without Vin Diesel. Remember that one. Remember 300 with Gerard Butler? Yeah, our buddy John Francis cuts his hair. I like that movie. Yeah, X-Men Last Stand. I like all the X-Men's. Casino Royale. Now, really, I'm a big fan of Daniel Craig. Eva Green, I love her. Wow. I love her, man. I'm thinking of another movie with her where she was topless. I mean, what's up with all these nude? I guess the nude thing is going on now, but she was pretty bold back then. She's a beautiful gal. But that was a good movie, Casino Royale. Like I said, I'm a big Daniel Craig Bond fan. How about The Devil Wears Prada? Wow. Meryl Streep rocked it. Anne Hathaway, Adrian Grenier. And I remember I read this that Meryl, well, Anne Hathaway said when she met Meryl on the set, before they even started shooting the film, she gave her a big hug. And then Meryl said, "That's the last time I'm going to be nice to you." She said for like months. She was a real bitch in that movie, huh? So that was a good one, though. I love Anne Hathaway, too. She's another one who did a topless scene. Was that with Jake Gyllenhaal? Forget that movie. But anyway, they all do, I guess. Cars was another film. Remember that? Oh, how about this? Step Up with Channing Tatum. Yeah, he met his wife there in the film. He co-starred with her, and they married her. Superman Returns. I remember this with Brandon Roth, Kevin Spacey, Kate Bosworth. How about Apocalypto? Remember that one with director Mel Gibson? That was kind of cool. The Da Vinci Code with Tom Hanks. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest with Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom. Keira Knightley. Oh, I love her. Did you guys see the movie Begin Again? You got to go back to one of the Movie Mondays where I reviewed that film. Loved her in that. What an amazing voice. She's another beautiful gal. Yeah. Children of Men with Clive Owen and Julianna Moore. Yeah, that's another one. And Inside Man. Remember that with Denzel, Clive, and Jodie Foster. But who got the award? Academy Awards. Now remember, these movies come out the year before. This came out on May 6th, 2005, premiered with Sandra Bullock and Don Cheadle. Crash. Like an L.A. film. You got to watch that film. It's kind of funky. A good one. Real good one. Of course, it won the award. Who got the best actress? Remember this? Reese Witherspoon walked the line. She was awesome. Loved her in that. I'm a big Reese fan. And the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. He won the award for best actor. Capote. Yeah, that's another tragic death. His talent was incredible. Philip, R.I.P. What's going on in TV? What was happening in TV land? Yeah. What premiered there? Dexter. Hey, went on for years. Friday Night Lights. Remember Heroes? How about the show Psych? 30 Rock came to be in 2006. Hannah Montana. Now, she's come a long way. Torchwood. Ugly Betty. Brothers and Sisters. The Real Housewives of Orange County. And then they ended up doing it all over the world, right? New Jersey, everywhere. How about Big Love? Here's another one, The Unit. That was on The Unit. That's another one of those, featured background. Who did I work with on The Unit? Oh, that's right. We were in another one of these, like, kind of gritty warehouse scenes. I forget that, though. What was this? Brotherhood premiered Top Chef, Shark. How about Million Dollar Listing? I didn't know it was that old, from 2006. The Hills. And finally, last but not least, this is where, if you remember Joanna. Joanna was kind of co-hosted with me a few times. You can go check out those in the archives. Give a shout out to her. She works for AGT. What's AGT? America's Got Talent. Yeah, that was there too. How about music? All right, let's go to the music. Love the music. And speaking of music, hope you guys can tune in tomorrow. We've got Moses Stone in the house. He was on The Voice, second season of The Voice. He was the first MC, singer-songwriter, to be on The Voice. We're going to be playing some tunes from him, by the way. It's not Acoustic Friday, but I do have a couple of songs that he's been so kind to give us to play. We're going to have a chat with him, what he's up to. Really cool. Kind of reminds me of Lil Wayne a little bit, I think, without all the tats, but we'll get to that. So what happened in music in 2006? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, of course. Neo. Remember Neo? INXS. INXS was still rocking it. The Pussycat Dolls. Coldplay, of course. Nine Inch Nails. Gwen Stefani. She's another beauty. I like Gwen. Madonna, of course. Bon Jovi. Yeah, he's been around forever. Pink, who's another one. Yeah, big fan of Pink. Morrissey. And System of a Down. Remember that? Now, what were the awards going to? Who were the big winners? Well, one of the greatest bands of all time, U2. Yeah, they got five awards. They were 5 for 5. Got Album of the Year with How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. They got Song of the Year. Sometimes You Can't Make It on Your Own. What a cool song. And then the Record of the Year. Nah, these guys. This was a great, great record. Green Day. I was talking about Green Day the other day with someone. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Remember that song? That got Record of the Year. So, really cool year for music, for film, for television. Good stuff all around. Really good stuff. And on that note, let's finish it up in about 5 minutes or so with a couple of questions, just two I'm going to take. You know, we're calling this, What's Your ATA? Ask Tola anything. Yeah, if you guys are interested in anything, you want to shoot me a question, it's info@richtola.com. You can find that on the website. Or if you want to learn more about how to be a sponsor, shoot me an email. We'll check it out. Have some fun with that. But here we go. This is Michael in San Francisco. Okay, he wrote me. He's a commercial real estate broker for about a year now. Yeah, I guess he read about my background. In real estate, I spent many years in real estate as a broker, developer, did all sorts of cool stuff. I worked on historic landmark properties. I was really big into taking old, you know, I love the old buildings, of course. I like those historic stories as well, right, from the 1700s, 1800s. You guys hear all about that. Big Benjamin Franklin fan, Philly fan. Anyway, I took a lot of old buildings and renovated them. That was sort of back in the day. I think it was 2004, 5, 6. I mean, that's when all the developments were about taking these inner city properties and really turning them into some beauties, which we did. I got Historic Property of the Year for one in Trenton, New Jersey. Give a shout out to my peeps there. Remember Adams One? How about Tina? If you're listening. Tina worked for the company. It was awesome. Jimmy T. Anyway, here's a question. He says, how do I know if and when it's time to find another career? Right then and there, Michael, that doesn't sound too good, which means you're not making any money, right? Well, let me tell you. When I got into the business as a real estate broker, it was 1994, and it took 11 months for me to make money. I mean, you really got to take your time in that business. It takes time. It takes a year. You got to give it at least a year, and then I think you got to give it 2 to 3. So from years 1 to 2, you can't bail out right now. I mean, if you've made no money whatsoever, you haven't anything going on, you got to kind of reevaluate in the beginning of the year. Take a look, because a lot of people like to do transactions that close by the end of the year. So close up whatever's on your plate the next 6 weeks. You never know. Somebody come out of nowhere. Maybe you do a 1031 exchange. You never know where these deals are going to come from. So don't lose hope this year, because deals do get done in the last 6 weeks of the year for people to post a trade before year end. So what I would do is in January, take a look. First of all, do you enjoy living in San Francisco? Like, did you move there for the business? If you didn't, if you love it, so you got to go where you want to live, especially if you want to be in real estate. Real estate's like a 10-year run or a 30-year run, but you're not going to really make big money for probably 5 to 10 years. So for the first year, forget about the first year. You could throw that away. Okay, don't worry about it if you're not making any money. But look ahead to next year. Take a look at what's on your plate. Are you excited about it? Do you get up every day? Are you working? I worked 100 hours a week when I started. You got to really put in the time in that business. And what happens is it takes time for people in the market to get to know you as a real estate broker. A lot of guys come into it, do it part-time. There's a lot of part-timers. There's housewives that do it, that they just bail out after a year or so because they're not making any money. So I'd say give it another year. Right? Next year, put in another great year, and then take a evaluation at that point. You got to give it 2 years. And in 2 years, if you love it, you're making money, you're on track to 30. I mean, in my second year in the business, I made $350,000. So, and that was when you couldn't make any money in the mid-90s. It took 2 years to sell a property. So again, forget about the first year. Focus on the second year. Power through it. Work your butt off. Don't be lazy. Don't have any preconceived notions that you can't do it. You know, buyers are flaky, of course. You know, we talk about this with my buddies back east. There's a lot of jamokes out there. Nobody does what they say. Of course, and all the nonsense. And a lot of people, it's funny how people in that business can spend a little bit of money to make people think they have a lot of money. So somebody will waste their time and your time. You spend a lot of time wasted in real estate business as a broker, but they're going to waste your time and let you believe that they have money and they can close. Well, let me tell you. Ask to see the bank statement. That's how he puts a scare in people and gets them on their toes. Sellers got to see that you have money. Well, we're going to get it financed. I don't care. Show me a bank statement. They got 10 or 20% because you're not getting financed more than that. So anyway, check it out, Michael. Hang in there. Give it another year. All right, let's take another question here. This is from Debbie in Raleigh, North Carolina. I got some friends in Raleigh, Raleigh-Durham area. Shout out to those guys. You know who you are in Raleigh. Here we go. It's another boyfriend question. Love these. My boyfriend. What does that mean? Always ask that question. I mean, you know, when you come to Hollywood, even the dogs and cats have boyfriends. Everybody's got a boyfriend here. Well, she says, I'm back with my boyfriend after a 6-month split. All right, Debbie. She says, question. Can our relationship work even after he dated other women and I didn't? All right. I like that. Back with my boyfriend after a 6-month split. Well, who split with whom? I'm going to make a wild guess here. And as my buddy Mikey T, he called in one time. He knows I'm never wrong. When it comes to women, I'm never wrong. I've been with too many. I've done too many things in my lifetime. Slept with too many married women. Forget about it. You name it, I've done it. Okay? Many, many years under my belt. I'm retired now from all that. But looking for the right gal if you're out there. Anyway, the guy splits with you. Why is he split with you? So he could sleep with other women, which he probably was doing while he was with you. All right, listen, most guys are chuckleheads. They're jackasses. They're disrespectful. They are. Okay, if this guy's in his 20s, ramp it up, higher percentage. Yeah, as you get older, you evolve, not revolve, guys. Okay, maybe get a little more mature. I mean, I did. I used to cheat on my girlfriends until, maybe the last couple relationships I did not, because it's like you don't have to. Well, anyway, this guy is probably cheating on you when you were dating him. He splits up with you. He goes on a rampage, sows his oats or whatever the hell he's doing. Remember that from Coming to America with Eddie Murphy? Go sow his oats. So he's got to sow his oats. 6 months. He's sleeping with other women. Okay. And then how'd you guys get back together there, Debbie? Let me tell you how you got back together. This guy comes back, starts texting you, calling you. I miss you. I want to see you. He wants to get in your pants again. Of course. Right? He's been there before. Easy pickings. He's kind of tired of running around. He didn't find a girl who's as good as you. But, you know, he's sleeping around. And you're not. You're being a good kid. Why not? You didn't meet any guys? You stuck on this guy? What's going on? How come you're not out there trying to meet other people? Because, ladies, when a guy dumps you, give him the old heave-ho. Take out the machete. Got to go check out my Get Your Shit Together. That's episode number 7. Take out the machete and get rid of these guys. Don't be taking that disrespectful jackass back, because chances are he was cheating on you, whatever. Most guys do that. They break up with you so they don't feel guilty that they're sleeping with other women. Because if the guy's a relatively decent guy, he's going to feel guilty about it. So can it work? I don't know. I mean, you ask me, my feeling is it's like Humpty Dumpty. When the egg falls down the hill and it breaks, you can't put it back together again. Yeah, maybe go through therapy, whatever. If he's a young guy, I don't know. What I would do is I'd say, if you break up again, forget about it. Move on, okay? If the guy breaks up with you again, go sleep with somebody else, okay? Go sleep with his best friend. Screw him. So, I don't know. Debbie, on that one, my answer is going to be, you know, I'm 80-20 that it's not going to work out. I mean, hey, if you're meant to be, you'll know. But my thoughts are, give it another 6 months. It's the holidays. He's alone. He's insecure. Most guys, you know, they want to have somebody for the holidays. And he's back with you. And in March, he's sleeping with other women again. So, honey, if he splits again, get rid of him. Take out the machete. All right. There you go. A couple of questions. Give you my opinion on it. Well, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. My friends back east, my father called me the other day, said he's got some peeps that he still cuts their hair, that Yeah, they're a big fan. So, hey, you guys, thank you again. Check out my website, you know, for all the rich picks, bite-size clips and the live music. Loving it, right? RichTola.com. Tomorrow, check it out. Moses Stone, the man with the dreads, is going to be in the house. I'm digging it. I like your music, my man. So we're going to be talking with the first MC singer ever to be on the show. Hey, by the way, he was on Christina Aguilera's team. Love her too, so I want to hear about her. Check it out in the archives, this show as well, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. And you know the drill. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola. Right here on LA Talk Radio.